I think it is very important. I think even if we'd lost the game, I'd have been full of praise for the players because we kept going to the end. Again, we've come up against Cambridge today, a side in form, six away games on the bounce, in the playoff positions, very similar to the Wickham game we felt. And obviously it looked as though we might just fall the wrong side of that, but I thought the players were magnificent, great attitude, kept going right to the end, and got what we deserved, I think.
Because you had three injuries.
Yeah, three injuries. Obviously doesn't help, but you know, we've got full faith in the players that have not been starting at the moment. They're all disappointed not to be in the team. It's good competition for places, I think, at the moment. We see that in training, seen it in recent games. So that's good. So we've got no fears about anyone coming to replace.
But there was a notable absentee on the bench, and that was Jay Simpson. What's the news there?
Jay's asked to leave the club, I thought on the strength of that, it was probably best that we didn't involve him today. So that's all I'm going to say on that one.
What about the strength of the squad? Are you looking to strengthen now in January?
I'd like to. Again, I said I think any manager, any club across the country is would like to strengthen. We've got areas that we've identified, you know, potential targets. How that materialises is we'll have to wait and see.
Again, I don't think the president was here to watch this one. I don't think he's seen the last three or four games. Is that because he's losing interest? Is that a problem when the transfer window opens again?
No, I don't think so. I think he certainly watched it. He watches it live. I think it gets streamed to his house, and I'm sure he'll have an opinion and some views on it. No, he cares passionately. He's invested a lot of money into the club, and you know, like all of us, I think he's found it difficult. He's got some stick from some quarters, so I think at the moment he prefers to watch it from the comfort of his living room.
So do you have an opportunity to talk to him about the targets that you have?
Yeah, certainly. You know, I work with the rest of the staff that, you know, and I'm sure I'll have a meeting with him maybe next week and see where we're at.
Because if Jay was to leave, that would be a big wage packet, wouldn't it? Would that be money that you could invest in other players?
I don't know at the moment.
What about those injuries? We know that Callum Kennedy was in the squad, but he didn't come on today. Is he someone that could be in contention for the trip to Exeter?
Yeah, certainly. We felt he was just going to come and have a training session this morning, but he felt better than we thought we might, and we put him on the bench, knowing that, you know, if we need him, he could come on. So he's fit to start if needed on Monday.
And Liam Kelly was warming up before this game. Is his recovery from that serious hamstring injury ahead of time now?
I'm not sure what the schedule was. We're hoping. I mean, Pete Webb, the physio, has done a great job with him. Kells is a very good professional and trying to chip away at the days that he's due back. And we're hoping maybe 4 to 5 weeks.